Well, the Reserve Bank Governor has delivered a stark but not entirely crushing assessment of the likely scope of the economic hit from the pandemic. Philip Lowe has spoken at a federal parliamentary committee investigating the measures the government's taken to stem the massive tide of unemployment as industry has shut down. He says some sectors might not be as badly hit as first thought, but others that hung on at the beginning are now facing significant stress. Our political reporter Anna Henderson has more.
According to Australia's top banker, there might be a sliver of positive economic news on the horizon.
With the national health outcomes better than earlier feared, it's entirely possible that the economic downturn will not be severe as earlier thought.
But Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe remains incredibly cautious.
Much depends here, though, on how quickly confidence can be restored. But even as the recovery gets underway, as it will, there will still be a shadow cast over our economy by the pandemic.
He's told the parliamentary inquiry into COVID-19 about his reaction to the latest labour force data.
Well, are a shocking set of numbers.
Under questioning from Labor Senator Katie Gallagher, the Governor offered his view on whether the JobKeeper payment wage subsidy might need to run beyond the initial 6 months it has been put in place.
Do you have any views on that and what the implication might be for the economy and the broader labour market?
If the economy is not recovered reasonably well by then, part of that review, we should be looking at perhaps the extension of that scheme or the modification in some way.
Cabinet Minister Greg Hunt was asked whether that was a view shared by the government.
In terms of JobKeeper, the Prime Minister, the Treasurer have been absolutely clear there's a review in June, and beyond that I'm not going to try to foretell or foresee the future.
Katie Gallagher says Labor remains very concerned about the overall economic fallout.
We want the government to be proactive about making sure that we don't fall off a fiscal cliff in September.
One area of concern the governor identified is one of the few that managed to largely avoid the so-called coronavirus hibernation shutdowns.
Many businesses, particularly in construction and professional services, had a pipeline of work. So when a shutdown occurred, that work could be done. But what we're hearing through our liaison at the moment is that pipeline is being worked off.
Fears within the industry are rising to the surface.
Unemployment skyrocketing. We employ 1.2 million people, and our forecasts are indicating that if we have a decline of 30 to 40% in building and construction activity, we will lose nearly a third of those 1.2 million people, and it would have a dramatic impact on the rest of the economy.
That's Danita Warne, the chief executive of the construction lobby group Master Builders Australia.
The Valley of Death was unfortunately coined by us, and I don't think it is alarmist. Our surveys are indicating a dramatic decline. Our members are on the phone constantly about trying to understand how they tackle the lack of forward contracts, because they want to keep people on.
Master Builders has proposed solutions to inject stimulus, like a new home grant worth $40,000 at a cost of about $5 billion to the government. According to their modelling, that will save 60,000 jobs. They've also proposed a national rollout of rectification of flammable cladding and asbestos removal from commercial building.
How early did Master Builders raise the alarm with the government about how significant this downturn could be?
We highlighted this in March, and we thought it was incumbent upon us to provide the evidence to government as this crisis has unfolded.
Has the federal government acted quickly enough?
I think they have, under the circumstances. They were dealing with a public health crisis, and that, of course, was the priority of all governments.
So far, Scott Morrison's government has managed to contain the health crisis, but industry insiders maintain a financial landslide could still be looming.
Political reporter Anna Henderson there.